Hi everyone, Ranger Brody here on Anchor Island. It's been a pretty busy couple of days here. Some of you might have heard a few weeks ago, unfortunately, one of our kakapo females, Gemma, passed away. And we've just got the results in that was due to aspergillosis. In the 2019 breeding season, you might remember that we lost quite a few adult females and chicks to aspergillosis on Whenua Ho. But this is the first time we've had cases here on Anchor. So a bit concerning, and meaning we're needing to kind of change up the way we monitor females and keep an eye out for signs of stress and illness in the birds.
The devil that is aspergillosis rears its ugly spectre once again. And what is this? This is the tragic sound of a person being savagely mauled by three tiny kakapo chicks. Unfortunately, this person never stood a chance against these balls of fluff and feathers. And you can watch the entire graphic video on the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital's Facebook page. But how did they end up there? Well, let's find out on the Kakapod. Those chicks were raw, A2, A3, and A4. But how did they end up in hospital on the mainland? Let's turn it over to Dr. Andrew Digby.
It's the evening of the 19th of March, and I am waiting at Madama's Nest to check her chicks, Wah 1 and Wah 2. And it's been a pretty tough 24 hours here on Anchor. Yesterday, we found out, we got confirmation that Gemma, who died a week ago, did die from aspergillosis. That's almost certain. And it was also confirmed that her two foster chicks in her nest, Evohi 1 and Aparima 1, also had aspergillosis too, and they're being treated on the mainland. So that wasn't good. And then things got worse when Ra, and one of the females nesting on Anchor, did not return to her nest during the day yesterday. We went to investigate later on in the afternoon and found that she was dead just about 50 metres from her nest. She's been flown off today for a full necropsy to find out what caused her death, but all indications are that she actually died very suddenly. She had a crop full of ripe rimu fruit. Her activity and her nest attendance had all been absolutely fine up until then. Her chicks were doing really well. So whatever it was killed her very, very quickly.
Amazingly, we haven't lost any more chicks as yet. There are still 57 by our count, but Ra is the second nesting kakapo mum to pass away. Ra was a special bird, genetically significant as the daughter of Solstice, who was artificially inseminated using sperm from Smoko, both founders from the original starting population of 51. Ra had a daughter, Xena, in 2019, but she passed away just 2 years later before she could reach breeding age. Ra's three chicks from this year are now even more precious, and their survival key to keeping one of the few kakapo lineages alive.
Ra's quite an important genetic female, so it was a pretty big blow for us here. At this stage, we've sent her body off for further tests, so we don't really know the ultimate cause of the death. We'll wait to get those results before we know whether it's anything related to Asper or not, but fingers crossed it was a different type of death because of what an Asper death might mean for the population. It was a very sudden death for her, so she didn't really show any signs, so that would be quite concerning, making it quite difficult to monitor and find that in other females. So yeah, that was a busy night last night, and she did have a couple of chicks at her nest, so we've pulled those back in and just gave them some food here at base, and now we've sent them off to Dunedin Wildlife Hospital to be cared for there and monitored, and they'll get various tests to see if whatever happened to Ra has resulted in anything to them.
Also today, Roha did not return to her nest during the day, so we went to check her chicks, found Roha was alive. She was up a tree about 300 metres away from her nest, but it was a very unusual behaviour for her. One of her chicks Ra 2A was her foster chick, wasn't looking too good, and so we ended up pulling that chick off the island as a precaution. Fortunately, Roja has just got back onto her nest a little while ago, so we're crossing our fingers pretty tightly tonight that she's back on track. So yeah, a tough time and a reminder, I think, for all of us that kakapo breeding seasons are real roller coasters. Things often will be going quite well, and then very suddenly they can take a pretty downward turn. So yeah, fingers crossed that we don't have a wide aspergillosis outbreak on this island, but yeah, we're taking precautions at the moment and keeping in a close eye on all of the nests and all of the females. It's now just after 10 o'clock on the 19th, and I'm heading back to the hut after a pretty easy, successful night for me. I checked Madama's nest, where there was Wa A1 and A2, and both those chicks are doing really quite well. Both sort of sitting above the mean weight that we'd expect. We're kind of guessing that one's a male and one's a female. We're just waiting confirmation from our DNA sampling on that. But yep, they're looking good. And then after I checked those chicks, I went to Toita Iti's nest, where she's just got one foster chick, Atareta A1. And that chick is also doing well, just over a kilogram. All of those chicks tonight I've checked are either just under or just over a kilogram. All getting pretty big, getting some green feathers coming through, and we can start to see the colour that they are now, whether they're an olive morph or a green morph, the two main colours of kakapo that we see in the population. So yeah, that's pretty cool. They're doing well. And also heard the news too that Roja has gone back to her nest and she has fed her chick, Gertrude A1, which is looking pretty good. So yeah, fingers crossed that Roja is actually fine after all. Also tonight I took some swabs, so we've just been taking some swabs to test for aspergillosis. There's a few methods that we're trialing this season to see whether they can work or not for kakapo. So yeah, that would be quite an exciting development if we can do that, because aspergillosis is a really difficult disease to diagnose, and currently the only surefire way of doing it is to use a CT scan, and when you've got kakapo on an offshore island, that's a pretty difficult challenge and something that we had to deal with quite a lot in 2019 when we CT scanned nearly 50 kakapo and we had to get that many of them onto the mainland. Anyway, we're hoping not to have that sort of situation happen again this time around, but we're being pretty vigilant because we know how quickly things can change.
And change they do. Roja and her foster chick, Gertrude A1, have been sent for assessment and treatment at the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital after they returned elevated white blood cell counts. Keep an eye on Andrew's Twitter account, Takapo Diggs, for all the updates. But I'm happy to report Boomer made her return from hospital with a clean bill of health. Andrew also mentioned the two main colour morphs, olive or green. But did you know there also used to be a canary yellow kakapo? It would be amazing if that piece of DNA was still floating around in the flock. If that flock could do itself some favours.
Hey, Ranger Brody here on Pukenui, Anchor Island. Just giving you an update of what's been happening here for the last 24 hours. So over the last few days, we've noticed that Tikingi, one of our adult males, that his activity has been declining, and that comes through on our data logging system. So we went to investigate yesterday and a catch team found him with quite a significant head injury. So he's been brought back to the hut and is receiving some medical care here. And later on today, we'll fly him off of the island to get some more specialised care. It looks like the injury is probably as a result of a fight with another adult male. So at the moment, we've got some catch teams out catching some of the surrounding males to his territory to see if they've got any injuries as well.
You're a species of some significance and extremely endangered. Please stop trying to kill each other.
It's the 22nd of March 2022, Anchor Island. And today, this afternoon, we have flown Tikingi, one of the males on anchor off of the island. And the story behind this is that a few days ago, we noticed his activity had dropped from our remote monitoring systems from his usual around about 12 hours a day down to 7 and then down to 3. And so a couple of days ago, we tried to catch him, but he was too far up a tree. We couldn't even really see him properly. And then yesterday, we went back again and were able to catch him. And we found that he had a very, very bad wound on his head. In fact, he'd pretty much been scalped. He had no feathers and barely any skin over the top part of his skull. So he'd obviously been in a fight, we think, with one of his rivals, his neighbours, and we brought him back down to the hut for treatment. We've been treating it topically overnight. We've been feeding him, and we sent him off today to hospital. So we hope he pulls through. It's just a bit of a reminder of this sort of thing always happens at the end of breeding seasons. The males will finish their booming, and then they start fighting and scrapping amongst each other. And we often will usually have a male die each breeding season as a result. And this is perhaps one of the worst injuries that we've seen. But we hope he pulls through. He seems pretty good in himself. He can move around okay. And yeah, fingers crossed. Today we checked on Takingi's neighbours, Ngātapa, Tamaho and Horton, to check that they hadn't had any fight injuries and they all seemed in good health. So if it was one of those males that he fought with, then he definitely came off much worse.
Ouch. For being scalped and getting stitches, Takingi is our kakapo of the week. His dad was sass, so the old fella probably got him under his wing and told him chicks dig scars. He's been waiting for his moment to get a cool one. I'm sure he'd make the old man proud. We'll hopefully get some information about genders and parenthood soon, but in the meantime, we'd like to thank Dr. Andrew Digby and the Kakapo Recovery Team for their support and submissions to the show. Please do follow them across social media. This episode was written and recorded by Jez Brown and edited by Kate Harrison. Our music comes courtesy of Cricket Farm. Please support them and New Zealand's conservation efforts where you can. See you again, bird lovers. Mate wā.